after I prayed, I laid my head down. Tired after a hard day, I blocked out the siren sounds. As I fell into a deep sleep, I don't have dreams of cream. My dreams are vivid and seldom seen. And much to my delight, I saw my peoples in a different light. The tension was gone, we stood black and strong. Instead of a day, we had a lifetime of atonement. I felt loved, I didn't have to treasure the moment. Instead of drugs, we gave out hugs and you're paid with pain. No more thugs and everybody knew everybody's name. No tricks, no cheaters, women beaters, pimps or whores. Less stress and a whole lot less liquor stores. Children played without worries of strays. Longer days with shorter nights, no need to fight, we all stuck tight. We stayed away from the traps, as a people we live right and exact. And showed a whole lot more of that.
Black, all black.
Since God gave us, watched each other's backs and lifted while we climbed. There was no crime, none of my brothers was doing time. And they treated all their sisters like ladies. Women didn't worry because their men didn't act shady. Mothers were proud of their seeds and kept a big smile, cause the whole village chipped in and raised that one child. We supported our local black owned stores, we were down for the cause. The next man made sure you had yours. There were no robberies, murders or rapes, no child molesters. We took control of our own fate. The lifespan of the black man increased. Times were less stressed. We did our best to live in peace. We showed love for rap, kept in contact, stayed away from the traps, and showed a whole lot more of that.
Black on black.
To face this harsh mentality, it's just a dream, a prayer far from reality. As I wake, the siren sounds begin again. I get up, walk to my window, wondering if it'll ever end. When I look out, nothing's changed, hustlers are still there. Lady on the phone yelling how her baby father doesn't care. Conflicts with derelicts over squeegees. Homeless will work for food, would you please feed me? It's our duty to try and help remove some of the stress. Every 20 minutes a child dies a violent death. Parents are frustrated, wondering where they went wrong. Knowing that that fast money life, it won't last long. We got some that fight for rights to be equal. Some struggle, and still we commit crimes against our own people. Don't let a chain react or fall into the traps. It's time to recognize and start spreading some of that.